Activists can recite an array of metrics which suggest things aren't good, and if they're getting better, it's slowly. Even State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia says new test results showing improvement aren't necessarily comparable with last year's test scores, which weren't comparable with the year before. One of the sponsors of the event was the Northeast Charter Schools Network. Western New York Advocacy Manager Duncan Kirkwood says a lot needs to be done, although there is no magic bullet for a cure. He says there are many things which can be done. Kirkwood says it's going to take a lot of people working together.
There's not a magic bullet that's going to fix our education system. We have cultural issues, we have community issues, we have divisiveness, we have all types of situations. So it's not one magic answer. It's going to take a lot of answers and a lot of people working together in order for us to move forward. But right now, doing nothing, which is what it seems like is happening, right? Everybody's just kind of adjusted to this problem and just takes for granted that the school system doesn't work.
Kirkwood says a key need is for absolute accountability, especially for principals who should pay the price if a school doesn't get better, while similar nearby schools do get better. Charter middle school teacher Daniel Brick Washington is very concerned since he and his wife have a toddler and schools become an issue.
We're committed to the city for the foreseeable future, but definitely, you know, it's something that people deal with. For instance, the house that we're renting over on the west side of Buffalo, it's only being rented to us because two University of Buffalo professors had school-age children, couldn't find the matches for schools that they were looking for, and so they moved to Snyder.
Other parents with young children at the meeting say they're studying their options very carefully as they look ahead to schools and aren't sure all other parents are. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.